Now, Colin, the WTO ruled that Canada and Mexico can retaliate against the U.S. in excess of $1 billion per year. Tell me, how did the WTO reach that number?
They looked at all of the economic data that was submitted by Canada, Mexico, and the United States to truly understand what the economic damage would be. We were always confident that this would be a number in excess of $1 billion, and sure enough, that's exactly where it landed. Now, any member of Congress who looks at this is going to have a hard time going back to their district or their state and defending why $1 billion worth of retaliatory tariffs from two of our top trading partners is something that they can support. And I think that is a very key message here as we look at trying to get the U.S. Senate in particular to act to repeal COOL and join what the House has already done in order to prevent this retaliation, because that's one thing everybody needs to keep in mind. Retaliation can still be prevented if the Senate acts to repeal COOL, but they have to act this week.
What are the next steps, and what's the net result for cattle producers?
The next step really is to get the United States Senate to follow the lead of the U.S. House and repeal COOL. Canada and Mexico have both made it very clear that the only way that they will drop this case and not retaliate is if the United States completely repeals this program. The House voted back in June by a vote of 300 to do that. We now need the Senate to take that exact same action. But again, time is critical because we only have about a window of 10 days here to get this done. So the Senate needs to vote to repeal COOL this week. So contact your members of the U.S. Senate and tell them to support the repeal of COOL.
One of the most unfortunate parts here is, of course, this could have all been avoided long ago without adding market uncertainty and market disruption.
It could have been. You know, what's interesting is I look back at the debate that happened during formulation of the 2008 Farm Bill. And at that point in time, NCBA predicted to the then chairman of the House Ag Committee, Colin Peterson, that this action would ultimately result in a WTO case and retaliation. And here we are almost a decade later and seeing this happen. Now, the good news is that I think it has finally gotten enough members of Congress to step up and realize that there is nothing else that can be done to defend COOL, that it is truly a failed experiment. And in order to preserve the relationship between the three countries, we have to get rid of it. So we are optimistic that the Senate can take that action. We just need to spur them to do it as quickly as possible.